Hello there. Welcome back to Podcast First Marketing. I'm actually really excited about today's topic because it is pretty much the heart of everything I teach, which is my Podcast First Marketing philosophy, framework, idea, whatever you want to call it. I think I talked a little bit about it when I very first launched this podcast, but I know that I've had more people listen since then. So I really want to kind of dig into what it is and what I mean by podcast first marketing. I want to show you basically why your podcast can be the main marketing, engine, platform, whatever you want to call it, but the main form of marketing for your business and not just like this little side project or just another form of content. But I want it to actually, or to show you that it can replace the constant pressure to show up everywhere else, whether that's social media, I don't even know where else, but even YouTube. I do have a podcast coming out on podcast versus YouTube soon. Not sure when, but it's on the list. But this kind of has stemmed lately because I'm getting very overwhelmed is a better word, with social media. And I'm like, why? I'm teaching podcast first marketing. So I'm kind of deciding to put not all of my eggs in the podcasting basket, because I am going to be utilizing email and eventually Pinterest. But basically, let's back up a little bit. When I first started working my business, I started in podcast production. I predominantly was just editing, uploading, scheduling, doing all of the back end part of podcast. Everything after my clients would record, I did everything else. And I watched so many women, and I still do, I watch so many women pour so many hours into social media, and they're trying to please the algorithm. They're trying to continuously post and hoping that something will gain the attention of somebody who will buy their product or service or whatever it might be. And their podcast would just sit, or still sits, just in the background, pretty much like an afterthought. Like, it's not as important. And I've seen past clients go through this where they think that their podcast is a little bit too much work, but yet they focus so much more time and energy on social media, and I see them burning out. They go all in on posting, and all of a sudden it just kind of disappears. And I'm thinking, you could have had a podcast episode going out that would still be talking for you. I don't want to say I fault myself, but I kind of do. I almost fault myself for not really diving into this podcast first framework sooner and providing my clients with the actual strategy. I was just doing the production, and I really do think it was all of the podcasters who were stopping their show and taking breaks that really had me kind of wake up and dive headfirst into this model, because it doesn't have to be just another thing to do. I want to prove to you week after week listening to this show that your podcast should be the main thing that you do, and everything else just kind of follows that. Doesn't mean you have to get off social media, but if you don't want to be on social media, let your podcast do the work and just use social media for what it is, to be social, to speak in the DMs, because right now we can't talk to each other through a podcast. I would really hope that that would be something you could do. I know in Spotify you can comment and text, but still, it's not really a two-way conversation, and I get it. We've all been told, the reason people stay on social media is because we've been told, or led to believe, I guess, that in order to be visible, that means you have to post more, and you have to get in your stories, and you have to sell. And then there's all these different content, Instagram most specifically. I'm not on TikTok unless my daughter sends me a funny video, usually my dog. I just know that there's so many different, I don't want to say rules, but like things you should try. And I try them and I get burnt out, and I've done everything from post every single day, 45 days of reels in a row, to just doing what I can and talking more in stories. And I don't know about you, but I have so many ideas in my head. And when I go to open up Instagram, whether it's to create a reel or a post or even just talk in stories, I literally go blank. It's like my brain will not take what's in my head and put it into words or on a video. I think about like the B-roll or the photo or the caption or even just the text that I have to put on the screen, or what do I say in this story and how do I look? And I've said out loud the other day to a friend, and even again this morning, I would rather record 20 episodes, 3 episodes a week if I have to, than create a reel. or two reels or however many that is that may or may not even be seen by less than 100 people who will never engage with me. Maybe a few, but they're usually people I know or they're already my clients. And much less will these people who don't know me want to work with me just by seeing this one reel that may or may not have popped up into their feed. So in my opinion, and I know there are many others out there agree, social media just doesn't have the depth that podcasting has. And without the depth of getting to know the person you're watching or consuming the content from, it's not going to sell. It's literally just something that you put in front of somebody and in hopes that they will want to buy from you. And that's not how it works. What actually builds the connection and trust from somebody is that long form content where people hear your voice, your stories. And I'm not talking about Instagram stories. I'm talking like your personal stories. Your stories on Instagram will disappear in 24 hours. So unless they are on their Instagram every single day, they're going to miss things. And they need to know your thought process. And that's hard to do. Like, I can sit here and talk into my mic and give you some of my thought processes, but that's kind of hard to do to type it out on the screen. I mean, I guess you could do it in stories, but then again, will they see it? And I'm sure you have heard that we are in this quote unquote trust recession. I'm not even sure who coined that term, but it's true. It does take so much longer for someone to trust you, especially on social media, than you could do with a 20-minute episode. So imagine only having to focus once a week on a 10, 20, 15, you know, up to a 30-minute episode, just recording once a week. I'm a fan of batching those. Take one day a month and you record four episodes and you are done for the entire month. And then you can spend all of that other time doing the things that you need to do. You are going to gain so much more trust than even a month of social media. That's why I've shifted away from production work. I will still offer it on occasion, but I focus more now on the strategy. And because I realized that podcasting could be one of the core marketing plans if it's allowing us to connect with our audience deeper, and you basically, like I just said, you have more time to focus in your business than you would be spending creating social media content. Social media content has to be more in the moment, or you can plan it ahead, but I mean, it's going to disappear. And I will add that some of my clients and former clients are doing amazing at selling on Instagram. They are. They clearly don't need to stop doing that. So this is mainly for you if you're like me and you're just tired of it. You honestly, and to be honest, I never liked it. I struggled with social media at the beginning of my business in 2022. It did get easier, of course, the more I did it. But if you take time off from social media, it's like you're just kind of forgotten. And then you have to build it back up again. But podcasting is not like that. Sure, it does take work to get people to listen to your episodes and to, you know, become confident to hold people's attention. But that also comes with practice and time. And if you're one of those thinking that I'm not going to be good at it, well, no, you're not going to be unless you do it. So there's my two cents on that. But if podcasting is not going to be like social media, it does take time and getting people to listen to your episodes and finding that strategy that really works. But that's what I have my clients do in my Podcast First Growth Intensive. We work on that. And I am determined to prove that marketing doesn't have to be draining. And it all starts with a podcast. So let's get into what exactly podcast first marketing is in hopes that this will kind of make it all make sense and really go into explaining why I'm just very passionate about this and knowing that if I'm going to teach this, I have to do it. So the first step, the first part, I guess, of podcast first marketing is that podcast is going to be the top of your funnel and your main platform. And I know a lot of people are going to have that FOMO about letting go of social media, but I promise you, if you focus on your podcast, even if you want to remain on social media, it will make it easier. But what I will say is that most people will treat their podcast as something that just gives them content for social media, and that it does happen. That can happen. And I do have friends that have started a podcast to make social media easier, but I've also had people that did this and realized podcasting was easier. So they basically will just say, I'm just recording to get easier at making social media content. But that's really just adding one more thing to your plate. or it's just saying, I have this podcast, go listen to it. But I want to flip that. If you choose to post on Instagram or Facebook or LinkedIn or TikTok or whatever it might be, this is a little bit separate from email. Email is separate because I do want you to have an email list, but we're going to talk about that later. I'm strictly talking about like social media. And if you're going to post on it, it should give them the content, but then you want to send them to listen to your podcast. So everything should direct them to the podcast. You want them to get into your podcast funnel. And I'm going to get into that in a second. But we all know that social media platforms are built to keep people on their platform. So take that for what you will, whether or not it's going to push your content out or not. I don't know. What I like to tell clients to do is take a piece of your episode, turn it into a carousel post or a reel, and then at the very end, let them know they can hear more of it from your podcast. So your social posts, your emails, even your Pinterest pins should all point to your podcast. We'll get more into Pinterest in a second because I'm not on Pinterest yet and I'm not an expert at it, but I will talk about it. The podcast, what I want to say is the podcast is where the relationship starts. A listener who gives you 20 minutes of their attention is far more qualified than someone who just double taps to like your post or they just happen to scroll and find it. When they are in social media, like me, you're there to find entertaining content or you're nosy and you want to see what other people are doing, but it's kind of true. When you're posting on social media, you are trying, I'm going to say, four times as hard to quote unquote stop the scroll than you do with a podcast. Someone listening to your episode or your show, they chose to click play. They intentionally went to your show or they follow it. They saw that episode pop up and they want to hear what you have to say. That is a highly more engaged potential client or listener or audience member than it would be on social media. They're not there to be entertained. Maybe you are entertaining on your podcast, but they want to hear what you have to say and they want to learn from you. And they can do that while driving, while doing the dishes, laundry, or sitting at the kitchen island doing diamond art. Okay, that one's just me. But I hope that gives you an idea of just how hard you are trying to keep someone's attention on social media versus spending 20, 30 minutes to record an episode. Yes, there's more time in the production piece of it, but I can help you make that simpler. Knowing that I did production for years, I've got it down to a T to knowing how to make it a lot easier and simpler and what you don't have to spend time on and what you should spend time on, all of that. And this is not to discourage you from being on social media. I don't want to do that. I'm still on it occasionally. But like I said earlier, I am going to be focusing more on my podcast. I even considered taking extra time to do an extra episode a week. And then I thought, no, I am teaching you to just do one episode a week. I don't need to do two. What I'm going to take that extra time to do is focus on my email list. And eventually, I do want to lean into Pinterest, where I pin what basically, this is where I was going to get to earlier. With Pinterest, you want to make sure you're having a blog post that goes with your podcast, and then you pin it to your blog post and always put the episode players on there. And maybe that's an episode for another day. I do want to find a Pinterest expert to bring on the show to talk about this more. But all that to say, your podcast should be the top of the funnel. If you want to post on social media, lead it back to your podcast or send them to an email. And then within the email, you talk about your podcast because your podcast is going to do the work for you. That's why I call it podcast first marketing. The podcast does the work. It sends them wherever else you want them to go to get what they need to work with you. Okay, so the second piece of this is being found organically. We want that to come first. We don't need to pay for ads. We don't need to do all of the other things, and you can later, but organic, being discovered organically, we want that to come first. So unlike social media, your episodes will not disappear in 24 hours. They are going to be there until you choose to take them down. And with the right titles, keywords, using an SEO strategy that I help with in my intensive or even in my new offer, my Power Hour. I'm now hearing this term called PSO from these upper podcast people called podcast search optimization, which is basically you're using the podcast apps to help find your podcast. And so regardless, your podcast can keep attracting new listeners month after month and even years later. I told this in a very early episode of this podcast that I hired a coach who I had listened to episodes of her from 2 years prior, and that is what helped me want to work with her. So unless that content is just completely irrelevant, that content can live on. Whereas a social media post, if you still have any social media post being seen from 2 years ago, count yourself lucky. But, and like what I just said with a blog, if you pair your podcast with a blog, you can send those blog posts to Pinterest and it can live even longer than that. And now you have this blog that could be used in a Google search. And if you have the right SEO in there, you could pop up in Google. That is how I found my very first podcast that got me started in the online business space. It was me searching something about how can teachers work outside of the classroom or jobs. I don't know what I searched, but something about leaving the classroom. In a blog post that led to a podcast episode of basically a podcast about helping teachers leave the classroom. And I heard a guest on there and that just started everything. So just know that you can be found organically and it's not all just come listen to me telling that on social media. And with all of these episodes you're creating, you are literally building a library of evergreen content that is going to live on and on and on versus trying to chase those viral moments that may or may not even bring you the right people. Okay, this third part of the podcast first marketing is building authority. However you say that word. And this basically means that you need to have more strategic solo episodes than guest episodes. And before you start to say, wait, what? Don't get me wrong. Interview shows are amazing. I've had several clients who did 90% interview shows. However, your solo episodes are where you become the authority. When you have a guest, which I still do think you should have guests strategically, I just think you should sprinkle them out and not be more heavy on guests, maybe once a month, once a quarter, just spread them out. Because the reason being is when you have a guest on your show, the guest is the expert of that episode on whatever topic you have brought them on there for. You are basically spotlighting that guest and what they do. And when you have more and more guests on your show than you do solo episodes talking about what you offer, you're not showing how they can work with you. You are basically just showcasing what their business does and how your audience can work with them. I have found, like I said, I've found so many coaches from being guests on other people's podcasts. And in that instant, what happened was I went to work with their guest. That's exactly what happened in the story I was just telling you. When I found that podcast, there was the guest on that podcast and she taught how to start your own online business. I bought her course and she became my coach. I did purchase the other person's course, but that was before I found this guest. So she had never had that guest, I'd probably still be working through her course. And then that led to my podcast coach, all the different things. So when you have more solo episodes, you're able to teach and to share your framework. And all of that is able to stop you from being just one of many people and become that go-to person that your audience needs. When they think of that certain topic, they think of you. When you hear podcasting, I would hope that eventually you're going to think of me, if you don't already. But that's why most of my episodes are solo. I did have several guests on my first podcast. I am going to bring guests on this show eventually, but I build this show around everything that I want to talk about and my talking points and my methods and the actions I take. And when I have a guest on my show, it's going to help you in your podcasting journey. So that's what I'm talking about, having guests that strategically, you want it to align with your audience. If someone's asking to be on your show just to sell themselves and it has nothing to do with what you talk about, you might want to just take a little step back and think, how is this going to benefit my audience? But when you have all these solo episodes built up, you have this library and you can send people, hey, if you get a question and you have an episode that answers that, hey, go listen to episode 25. That will help you. And then, you know, ask questions if you have more. So. Okay, the next thing is that every episode needs to lead to a next step. And I've been talking about this a lot lately. but no episode should end in a dead end. You want it to lead to something, whether that's a freebie, a product, a small offer, a course or membership, or even a deeper container like coaching or whatever it is. Every episode should give your listener a path to working with you somehow, a path forward into your world. It doesn't mean you're selling to them. It's just giving them something to do that leads them further. Maybe it's listening to a different episode. Just you want to give them something to do, because otherwise of course, if they fall in love with you and they want to come and listen to every single episode, that is amazing. But having a place to go is what turns those passive listeners into active clients. It makes them take action. Okay, the next part is that a podcast powers your funnel. Now, whether you want a funnel or not, if you have an online business, you have one. You have to have one. Even if you're only posting on social media and the idea of a podcast is just kind of like this, maybe a long-term goal, or you have a podcast, whatever it might be, your funnel from social media or your podcast, whatever it is, you're leading them somewhere. It takes them from social media, whether that's to a freebie or your offer, to working with you. That's a funnel. I know we all think of funnels, or most of us think of a funnel as like, okay, well, you do this and then you have to write all these emails and then you get to do it. It doesn't matter. If you're taking them from one place to another, if we are in business, we are, that's a funnel. And with podcast first marketing, it's not about trying to get as many downloads as you can. It's about creating a journey for your listener. Your listener hears you, they connect with you, they trust you. And again, this could be one episode, it could be 50. But eventually they will say, oh my gosh, she's the one I need to work with. And it's definitely a quieter growth. It can be slower, but it is also the most sustainable growth. And it builds relationships instead of relying on views and going viral. And again, if you want to go viral, that's all, obviously that's what you want to do. It's not mine. But just know that if you have a podcast powering your funnel or leading your funnel, you're going to almost gaining that trust more quickly. So even though a lot of people say podcast is a slow growth, sometimes once those people do find you, it can actually speed things up a little bit. Okay. The last point I want to make is that with podcasting, you want everything to be intentional. Every episode needs to align with either an offer you have, a freebie you have. Maybe you're in the middle of a launch. Maybe you're promoting a book. Maybe you have a new membership offer, whatever it might be, you want your episodes to be intentional. A lot of the times I've said this before is we'll just come up with topics just to have content. But if it's not really resonating with something you have, then it's just that. It's just content. It's just like you're just talking. You want it to, I mean, we are using this to market our business. We do not see a commercial on TV not selling us something, but it doesn't always say like, buy this. It's sometimes telling a story, or it's being entertaining, or whatever it might be. That's what I'm talking about. You want to be intentional. And that doesn't mean every episode is quote unquote selling. It just means that your episode is supporting what you're selling. Does that make sense? I hope it makes sense. That's because that's how you stay strategic and you're not going to burn out. If you were taking that would be like every single, my mind just went blank. Can't think of it, but that would be like every single episode saying, okay, sign up for this. I have this. You need this. No, we want to build that relationship. And I like to, and I've heard this many times before when I was learning podcasting, but podcasting is like dating and you need to warm them up and you want them to develop this relationship with you before they marry you, which is working with you. And we don't need a divorce. So we have to work in the right way. And podcasting is going to build that relationship. So for me, this looks like I'll just tell you, this is how I'm setting up my episodes for the first half of the month. So whether that be two episodes or sometimes three, it depends. I might have a freebie, or I might be mentioning my lower ticket offers. And then once a month, I'm really going to talk more about my main offer. And that is my podcast growth intensive. Otherwise, I leave it up to you to decide what you want to do. No one wants to be sold to every single time. You do it naturally within your episodes. even if it's just mentioning that you have a certain offer or freebie or how they can work, how you work with clients or what you've done with a client, like you just kind of slip those in there naturally, that's going to allow your listener to know what you have and what you offer without having to sell to them. So basically, I know that hearing all of this, you could be thinking like, well, okay, this is great, but I'm not sure where to start or how do I make my podcast do this? And that's why I now am offering a podcast power hour. I should have thought of this a long time ago, but it's basically you get me for a single focused hour session and we can look over your entire show together, however much we can fit into this hour. We can pinpoint what's working. We can create a clear plan of how you can move forward or how you can make podcasting your first point of marketing. So let's sit down together for 1 hour and I want to help you get unstuck and make your podcast the most powerful tool you have. If that helps you get off Instagram, if you want to, whatever it might be, you will walk away knowing how to use your podcast to attract clients and grow your business and without spending all day on social media. And you can always book your podcast power hour through the link in the description below, or you can go to allisonitch.com/power hour. And basically, that's my philosophy behind everything I teach. I want your podcast being the marketing, that foundation. We talked a lot about foundation. Maybe I said this in a future episode. I don't know. But the foundation of your business, you have the foundation of a house. And I said, I can't remember if this episode's already come out or not. So if you haven't heard it, you will again. But if you have a foundation of the house, whether it's cinder block or, you know, the slab, whatever it might be, it does not matter how many 2x4s you put up to build the walls to hold the roof if you don't have a foundation. If you are building it on wobbly land or water, it's not going to hold up. So it doesn't matter how much more you keep putting on it. If you don't have the foundation, it's going to fall flat. When you build that foundation, the growth will become easier. It will be easier to keep up with, and it will be more aligned with your offers and your business. And that's what I want for you. So next week, I'm going to continue this conversation with some content mistakes that might be keeping you from getting clients. So I want you to come back next week. Until then, keep creating those episodes that move your listener one step closer to becoming your client. I'll see you then, friend.